Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, how about going to the White House? We always like to do that. Standing by at the White House is Hogan Gidley, who is the Deputy Assistant to the President, Principal Deputy Press Secretary. Joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 for a bit of an update. Hogan, welcome back to Philadelphia.
Oh, I really appreciate it. Thanks so much for the time. Good morning.
Well, I thought yesterday, Hogan, thank you. You know, this was just going to be a kind of a swing. The president hasn't been out of the White House to Honeywell. And then when I started to see the news coverage of it yesterday, how Honeywell came through without coercion to help the nation. And some of those people that work at Honeywell in Arizona who stood up, one was a military woman and another guy, talking about how they transitioned from service in one field to service in this field. It was a very, very good and moving moment, particularly for those that are critical of what we're doing to fight back against the virus.
Absolutely. And it's one of the things that this president has the forethought and understanding to actually accomplish. I mean, listen, the federal government's not set up to move this way. It's not set up to, deliver with surgical precision supplies and protective equipment to people directly. It's just not. They send it in bulk. They send it to warehouses. They let somebody else figure it out. It's bureaucracy. What this president did was he worked with some private industries. I mean, he knows the private sector very well. He had public-private partnerships that were historic in nature. And they actually went to address the needs, not necessarily the wants now, but the needs of these states. And that's what's important here, because when a state needed something, it got it, and it got it in record time. Every single person who needed a ventilator, for example, got a ventilator. And Honeywell is a great example of a company here in this country that decided, hey, we're gonna step up, right. We're gonna help out, and we're gonna build these masks for the American people, for the frontline healthcare workers that are saving lives every single day. That is the American spirit. That's exactly what this country is all about. You got to see that in full display in Arizona yesterday.
Now, a companion piece, and it was several interviews, and I think Vice President Pence, Hogan, said that this was what is going to happen. I don't know the timeline. You might know it and tell us that the task force that he chairs will be disbanded and, I guess, folded into another task force or direction. What can you tell us about that?
Well, look, I mean, when this thing actually started, this unprecedented, unforeseen virus started sweeping across the country and a pandemic was in full effect, we needed to make sure we mobilized a whole-of-government approach to address it. And I'll be honest, the whole-of-government approach will continue. How that manifests, I know the press is going to get really hung up on, is there a task force or is there a group? These medical experts, these healthcare experts, these pandemic experts, they're the ones that are going to continue to advise the president, advise the staff, report, and let us know data and information as it comes in. So this isn't some erosion or erasing of some entity that we need information from. In fact, it's quite the contrary. And as we began to kind of get a grip on this, and as now more and more states begin to take control of their own populaces, in that they're the ones looking at the guidelines we put forward as a federal government with those folks from the task force to say, now it's time to begin to look at opening in some areas of our states. That's an important step. At the same time, we have to also, shift some of that focus to the economy and getting people back to work. It's not just about this behemoth idea of the economy or the American economy. The American people make up that economy. Mm-hmm. The American worker makes up that economy. They're the ones who've suffered here, right, too. And so we've got to look at how we open responsibly, rationally, and we are still in lockstep with those medical experts. But at the same time, you have to talk to some of the economic experts, too, and figure out the best way to reopen. So there's no date specific, right, here. There's no big announcement of erasing, okay, this task force. But at the same time, we're looking at moving forward.
Well, I don't know that you are fully in step, at least I'm not, and I don't think the White House position is, with some of these models. We're going extreme again. We're hearing extreme numbers again as we did before, which I think was a trigger to some of the fear and panic that was out there. What can you tell us about some of the models that have been out in the last couple of days?
Yeah, some of them were just flat out wrong. In fact, you know, they weren't tested with any you know, level of understanding of exactly, you know, what we were doing, what we are doing as a country. And you know, the Johns Hopkins study was one of them, and it was actually based on faulty assumptions that's nowhere representative of anything the federal government's doing. And it should not be taken as a forecast, for example. I mean, that particular report or quote-unquote study, it had, you know, it didn't consider the zero mitigation, meaning it was conducted as though there were no federal guidelines right in place whatsoever, no contract tracing in this study, no expansion of testing. So they didn't take into account all the things we were doing or asked states to do at the federal level. So the media want to run with that because obviously they want to create headlines and make it look horrible. And let's be clear, this has been a disaster for our country. It has been catastrophic in many ways. And it's a really sad situation for families across this country, for the workers across this country. But at its core is that American fight and that American spirit and that American can-do attitude that makes us the greatest country, the greatest idea ever realized. And while we have lost citizens, some of the projections you remember were 2.2 million people. This president right moved quickly, decisively, and we have really hopefully prevented those massive numbers of death that were predicted before from ever happening. Studies like that, of course, don't help because they push a fear and narrative that quite frankly doesn't accurately or actually reflect what's going on the ground. But, you know, listen, we know there's going to be trouble ahead, but we also know there's a silver lining. We also know there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's American ingenuity and American know-how that's going to get it done.
Hogan, thank you very much. Thanks for the update. We appreciate it as always.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.